Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome once again to the Magic Genie Bottle, where you find Madame Perry Salon, the podcast that loves you. Hey, I am your host, groove mistress, and cruise director, Jennifer Perry. You can call me Madame Perry, Jennifer Perry, Jen, JP, Perry, I don't care. I'm just happy that you're here. And thank you all so much for listening, for subscribing on whatever your favorite podcast platform is, whether it's Blog Talk Radio, which, by the way, if you're listening live tonight and it's August 4th and you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, if you haven't yet, please subscribe. You'll see an azalea-colored rectangular box, I believe it says, in white letters, follow. Please click that if you would. And also thanks to all the people who leave reviews there and on Stitcher and Apple iTunes to tell me what you like about the guest and what you want to see more of. And I like that, too. So thank you so much. Oh, gosh, all kind of stuff that happened. You know, last month we had Billy Vera on. You know, Billy that had the song. He's an actor, a musician, and the song, What Would You Think I Would Do at This Moment? And he's also a music historian, but he has a new book called Harlem to Hollywood about his life. His parents were in show business, and then he was in several movies like Blind Date with Bruce Willis and Buckaroo Banzai, which was where I first saw him. But anyway, he did a great show. It's one of the most popular shows. And so he just said thanks to everybody for giving him so much love. Also, Donnie Most was on. And you know Donnie from Happy Days, where he goes by Don Most now. But I did get his new single. He was promised us some music. CD called Don Swings the Most, and it's all swing stuff that I love. Very, very Bobby Darin, a little Sinatra style. So, yeah, check that out. And check out the videos that he and Anson Williams are doing, the films, Harvest Time and things like that. Check them out. Everybody said, you know, they enjoyed that show, too, because he was just such a sweetheart of a guy. So, yeah, so now at night when I see him on TV on Happy Day saying hi, we just say hi back to him. But anyway, just wanted to say, too, thanks so much for listening. And, you know, people probably know I've been so excited about tonight's guest. It's not her first or second time here. It's her third time. And I'm so thrilled to have her back. She's a psychic medium, TV and radio show host, hypnotist, author, or as I tell friends, because let me tell you, when she's been on here before, people still message me later and tell me things that she said to them were all true, came true, and that helped them out too. And so I am so thrilled to have her. She's got several books. She's coming. Got a new one coming soon. I've gotten to read it, and I promise you, you're gonna love it. So I want you to welcome back again, my friend Tony Green. Tony, so good to have you back here.
Oh, my goodness. It's such an honor to be on. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I am delighted to have you. And, you know, even my friend Becky Kyle, who is listening now, remember, I think the first time you were on, and she was asking you about her cat that was sick and getting all kinds of messages from people, different doctors this, one said that. And she said what you told her, straight up on the money. And that cat
was
very happy and loved and doing great, but she's never forgotten that because you gave her totally the opposite of what everybody else was saying, all the doctors, and not the doctors are bad, but I think you've got a little inside information from the other side.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's such an honor to be able to channel those messages for people. I had to two little Chinese crested dogs, and I know how we just love them so, so much. And doctors guess. I mean, whether it's a human or a pet, and especially when it's a pet, a lot of times they're taking their best educated guess based on whatever tests are in front of them. And they're oftentimes, you know, I hear they're missing something. They're missing something. And if you can just get to that thing they're missing, all of a sudden everything falls into place and it's so much better. And I think it just makes everybody's life a little bit easier. And that's, I think, one of the things I love the most about the work I do.
You know, there's a, I was looking earlier, and because, you know, we want to talk through, since you've got the new book coming out, but you've got other books. If you go to the website, which, by the way, is Tony G, it's TONIG.info. So if you go there, you can also find links to TV shows, radio shows, also CDs. And you've got a lot of things here, too, in the CDs to help people with health, to sleeping cessation.
Mm-hmm.
Getting, you know, losing it. Well, I like it. You don't call it weight loss. You call it freeing yourself of excess weight. That feels so much better than weight
Absolutely.
Loss.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And, unleashing human potential. I like that one, too. And, you know, it's very good. So you've got lots of things. And that's just four. That's just four of them. So there are a lot of things there that you've got to help people. And, you know, you live your purpose. And people feel it. Also, I was looking a little further to some. I even saw, like, even on Yelp and things like that, people did were putting reviews up about she helped me. She's totally legit, and that's got to feel good because people come to you in a time when they've got confusion, they've got questions, maybe they've got hurt or they've got, you know, heard about something that has happened. Fear of something that's going to happen or that they think is going to happen or not happen. And you've got to really open up or really get them to open up to you. I don't know how it works. All I know is whatever it is, I'm guessing you're just living your life's purpose, being able to channel and help people.
Yeah, actually, I always say I'll do my best to do my best. And the information that comes through, I give. And sometimes I think I'm going to say it's kind of actually funny to me. I think I'm going to say one thing. I think one set of words is going to come out of my mouth, but something completely different will come out of my mouth. And I always say, well, Tony has left the building because the angels have taken over now. And I will say, I'm going to say thank you for letting me know I have nice reviews on Yelp. I never go read my reviews, never, because I try to stay as far out of ego as possible. And I try to just base everything on whatever's in front of me in this moment. I try to base everything on what that person is saying. And you are correct. A lot, sometimes, many times, as a matter of fact, when people come to me, it is because something isn't going very well in their life right now. Right now, they're having difficulties in their relationship, or they're having difficulties with work or finances. And I take a lot of responsibility, like it's, I don't want to say heavy on me, but when they're saying things to me, I can literally feel how they're feeling and what they're saying and how much this is affecting their life. And to be able to maybe give them an answer that will lead them in the right direction, hopefully, which it seems to. They call me back always and say, you were right. It was exactly like this. The timing was on, or you know, whatever they say. It's an honor to be able to do that. It's a pleasure and it's an honor. But I always say, I don't take any of the credit. I never take any of the credit, but that way I also don't have to take any of the criticisms. And I always say, hey, wait, I don't take any credit, but I don't take any criticism either. If this is the way it came, this is the way it came.
So, I'm just giving you what I got.
Hey, there's a reason they said this to you the way they did. So you go take that up with them now.
Okay.
Well, but
you know,
yes.
Go ahead, honey.
I was just going to say that's very rare, and it's always as a joke. Like, I had one woman complain because I said within so many months, she wanted to know, was she going to be hired as a teacher? And I said, yeah, I see this is going to happen in this period of time. Well, it happened a little sooner. And she, like, got upset about that. Like, I wasn't, like, I was like, oh, I don't have words to respond to that. I don't even have words to respond. So...
Oh, that's good. Yeah. By the way, for anyone listening live right now, and this is August the 4th, it's a Tuesday, and we are live here on the radio. If you want to talk to Toni Green, I can tell you she's ready to talk to you. And Toni, if you don't mind, because you've been here before, you know what the genie bottle's like. You've got your own pillow, your own cushion. If you would just reach over, please, and open the beaded curtain, because I have a very lovely person coming in right now. And hi,
awesome.
Come on in and introduce yourself to Toni. Hello? This is Kristen.
Hello, Kristen.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you with us? Hey.
Yes.
There you go.
I can't be the only caller. Like, wait. Okay, hi. I forgot how this
works.
You
were the,
how you doing?
You were the first, and there's somebody behind you, but you were the first, and then the second person, somebody else's too.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, rats. I hate being first. I get nervous.
No.
Oh, don't. Don't.
Hi,
no,
ladies. How are you?
We are doing great, and we're happy to hear your voice, too.
Good.
We're happy to have you here with us.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here. Very, very glad.
So,
Kristen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And what's on your mind, honey?
Well, you know, I'm actually, okay, so I'll just, I'm just going to go ahead and ask. So I actually think I just broke up with this dude today. And I know. I think I dodged a bullet. Would you agree?
Yes. Okay. So, Kristen, before you ask the question, I have to tell you, a lot of times angels speak through music. You turn on a radio in your car, and a song comes on that's right in alignment with the questions you're asking, and they do speak through music. And before you made that statement, as soon as, like, I pulled back the beaded curtain and you were coming in and I was waiting, I was hearing this song, Welcome to the Grand Illusion. I'd like to apologize to everybody for my voice. I am not a singer. I pretend. I don't play one on TV. I don't play one on the radio, but I do pretend I can sing. But the song, Welcome to the Grand Illusion. And I just kept hearing, Welcome to the Grand Illusion. And when you said, I think I broke up with this guy today, I heard, you did, and good, and great move, and then Grand Illusion again, meaning this guy was not who he seems. He's kind of a flake, kind of like he pretends to be one thing, but he's really another thing, and you're really lucky that whatever happened to make you say what you said or make you do what you did is such a blessing, because, like, if you would have gone further, you would have just been more and more confused as time went on, or more and more like, what?
Yeah.
So,
Okay.
It's really good.
Thanks.
Yeah. But now let's talk about the good stuff. What I like to do is like, okay, yeah, you made a good choice. This is done. Let it go. If he calls, when he calls, and he will call. You know what? Block it, lock it, throw it in the garbage is one of my favorite statements. You don't owe anybody an explanation for your choices in life. Like, and as women, especially, we over-explain. We feel like we have to explain. We feel like we have to explain again. Like we have to, and then we feel like we have to give somebody a second chance, which leads to a third chance. Lock it, block it, throw it in the garbage. Done, over, just let it go. Okay?
Okay.
What I do want to tell you, however, is a part of the reason that this happened right now, because right on the heels of this, somebody else is walking in. So
yes,
within, he is. I'm going to say within the month, if the timeline's off, it's okay. But within the month, you're going to meet somebody new, and this person is going to have very good character, very positive, very strong ethical person, somebody who you can have great conversations with, someone who is, I'm hearing, ready for that next step. The games are done. Like, they didn't put the games away. They've thrown the games out because they're ready. They're very serious about finding somebody, right? Amen. Thank you, sweet baby Jesus. It's one of my favorite statements. Seriously, this guy is, he's so ready for a serious relationship. And he's been through a couple of, like maybe a couple of dates that he just knows right away, this isn't going to work. This isn't what I'm looking for. And I feel like you two almost, you meet in public. I feel like you meet in public. Is it at an event? Yes, no, yes, no. Is how through a friend? No, not through a friend or an acquaintance. Is it through an acquaintance? It's not through a close friend. It might be like there's a possibility that this might be through an acquaintance. Now, it'll be happenstance. It's not something that's planned. It's almost like, but I do see an introduction through someone. Now, if it doesn't happen like that, that's okay. Just go with the flow. I do feel like this guy is somewhat professional. I feel like he has a lot going on in his life. He's gotten, you know, somebody told me this once. I asked the guy I was dating, I said, when do guys get serious about girls? And they said, when they get to the point where they feel successful. Most guys that, you know, go through college and then they get their job and then they're at that point where they feel, okay, I'm ready now. I'm ready for this.
Yeah.
This guy is there and he knows exactly what he wants. And I do feel like he's got a lot going on, but not so much that he doesn't have time for a relationship. I feel like when you meet him, you're going to know, you're going to feel it in some way. But just go a little bit slow. Okay, don't make my mistake and be like, I know where this is going. Let's get there. Don't do that. I mean, I've literally been on dates and it's a first date. I'm going, this isn't going to work out. You're going to meet a girl who's a brunette and she's this, that, and the other thing. You guys are going to do great. Do you still want to do dinner or not? But then when it's the right one, like, I'm like, okay, we're meant to be. Where's the ring? I know the pasta hasn't come yet, but come on. get with the program. I'm not quite that bad. I'm just trying to be funny here. You're going to kind of know. You're going to know this is the guy. You're going to know you want to be with him. You're going to know, like, you're going to want things to move a little bit faster than he is capable of moving them, but he's not capable of moving it any faster just because of work stuff. Okay? So, congratulations on the breakup and making room for the new guy. And any questions on all of that I just told you?
Well, I suppose not. Now, you're saying he's new because I am actually interested in somebody who's not new. And that's what he popped up into my life, and it's a great thing. And I don't know, maybe this is that guy.
Let me just, when I ask in a very specific way to not get, see, in the beginning or earlier, they said you're going to meet him in about a month through an acquaintance. So I feel like even if you start something with this other guy, it's not really going to go very far.
Okay.
I'm going to say, here's what I'm going to say. Give it a minute. Just give it a minute and see what happens in about the 2 to 3 week mark. I'm saying
okay.
Within a month. They're saying 2 to 3 weeks. And I'm going to say, at the end of a month, if you don't meet anyone else, go ahead and try with this other guy. I feel like this other guy, it can't go very far. I just feel that way. I could be wrong. Let me clarify that. It can't go very far relationship-wise. Okay? I'm trying not to be too graphic. You know, guys can always take it to the bed, but they can't take it to the dinner. Yeah, so that's just one way of saying it. Here's what I will say to you. 2 to 3 weeks, you should meet this new guy. And give it a month, and then I feel like you're going to be really happy that you did. Now, if the whole world shuts down again, I think somehow you're still going to be introduced to this guy. Maybe
okay.
not face to face, but even if the whole world shuts down again, I feel like you're going to have in some way, you're going to communicate with this guy.
Okay.
I hope this makes sense to you. And I do want to hear.
Yeah.
I do want to know, and I do want to hear
okay.
back about this. Now, Kristen, I have a question for you. What do you do for work?
I do office work, administrative assistant work.
Okay. I even think it's possible that this is a work connection.
Okay.
But not at the specific office that you work at.
Okay.
So we'll just wait and see. Okay. We'll wait and see what happens. And I 100% want to hear back about that.
Kristen and Tony, if you don't mind me just nosing in for a moment.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Please do.
Even though things are a little different for us right now, the way that I met Kristen was through performing with a band. And
mm-hmm.
it's a large ensemble that does tribute shows, and we were both singing in it. And she's been an actor and a singer for a long time, longer. And so that's how I met her. So that is also something she does and work. But
that's so funny. You're such my good little artistic advocate. I love it.
Well, you're good.
So
she's a good singer, good show
mm-hmm.
person, and let me tell you, she did a guest spot, I got to say, with this tribute band that does, it's a Johnny Cash tribute band, the band was good, very good, and her June Carter, now let me tell you, I've known a lot of celebrity impersonators, and I have been one back around from 95 to about 2004, I worked professionally as Marilyn Monroe and Madonna, and
love that.
It's hard, you know, to get that, to get everything down is hard work. As I used to say when I would get gigs with other performers, I'd say, you know, all Elvi are not created equal. You know, you have Elvis's helpers, and then you have some that couple that really come off legit. So yeah, she's very, very good doing her June Carter Cash with the band. So yeah, she's a good performer. So I don't know if it's going to be in office. Yeah, it could be. It could be on stage. Who knows?
And thank you so much for saying that, because when they say a work connection, that could be the work. You are right.
Yeah.
You are right,
yeah.
Madam
yeah.
Harry, 100%. So whichever work it is, and I do believe, and I keep hearing the word acquaintance. So it's not somebody who's a close friend or a friend. It's somebody, an acquaintance that might do the introduction, but you might not know this at the time. It's possible he asks for the introduction and it looks spontaneous, casual.
Of course, because that's how they do it.
Of course.
You know, there's me.
Well, he doesn't want to come off as like a fanboy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Actually, that's so funny you say fanboy, because that's really funny.
Exactly. There are no coincidences. That word came out for a very specific reason.
Yeah. Because that's a very, if you say work and you say fanboy, then that means something with the artistic endeavor. So.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah. Could I ask you another question, or
Of course. Well, that's up to you. I think we have time.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Okay. And ask one more. And then the person holding, when we get to you, it'll be all your time too. But I think that you're probably learning from listening to this as well. So thank you for
absolutely.
All right, Kristen, my sister.
Thank you, Madam Pear. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be all monopolized, Tony. I just, I'm just seeking so much guidance when it comes to I'm kind of feel dead in the water. I've just done a lot of office and acting, and I actually have had last weekend I had a really incredible special coincidental meeting with this restaurant and singing thing. And, you know, I just don't know what to do. I'm at my wit's end. I'm like, what do I do now? So any guidance that you see, I would just really appreciate that. When it comes to artistic or just, it's scary during a pandemic when it comes to your career, you know, and everything just seems to have just dried up and just,
yeah.
Nobody
okay. Knows. So, yeah, don't. Okay. So here's the thing. They're saying hold tight, breathe.
Okay.
And I love this statement, and I've never, ever had to make this statement before publicly. And I don't read the Bible, folks. I don't. But scripture comes through me like, no man can take from you what God has meant for you. I'm probably saying that wrong, so please forgive me if I'm not verbatim on that, but we all get what it means. We all know what it means. Don't worry. When the time is right, and everything is about when the time is right, it will open up for you. It will open up for you. Let's all remember what is happening now, and trust me beyond what you can see. Trust me beyond what you are hearing. Trust me beyond all of what, I'm just going to stop right there and say, this is not happening to us. This is happening for us. This is not happening to us. This is happening for us. And when the cleanup crews come, we will be thanking. So all I can say is be patient. Endure, take breaths, and know when the time is right. And you should feel this. And I'm, folks, I'm channeling right now. You just got to know I'm channeling. When the time is right, it will open up again, and it will open up for you, and it will be bigger, and it will be better, and your presence will be appreciated so much more. Take this time to create your own. Take this time to create your own stage, your own magic talent, your own voice. So you can do some great things that you have, like cover stuff. Take this time to create something that is yours that you can kind of throw in with it or work in with it. Take this time behind the scenes to use your own creativity, your own voice, your own magic, and then when the time is right, let that also unfold.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Tony.
You are so welcome.
You are so welcome, Kristen. Thank you so much for calling. You're a sweetheart.
Yeah.
And I think you've got so much good stuff coming to you. But thank you so very much. And keep listening.
Yes.
You want to keep listening. Stay right there.
Yes, I do.
Okay,
please
good.
Do.
I love her. All right. So, and also, you know, if you go to her website, TonyG.info, you can also learn about other programs she has, personal growth programs that you can do individually or in a group, no more than four, or you know, where to get the books, CDs, or whether just to schedule a private session with Tony, you can do that as well. Okay, so thank you so much for this patient, this other patient person who's been waiting here in the Genie Bottle, and I want you to just step over here, get comfortable. Thank you again for waiting, and just introduce yourself and say hello to Tony.
Hi, Tony. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. It's the weather's extremely hot where I live.
Where do you live, love?
I'm in Manhattan, New York City.
Okay. Why do I pick up Phoenix? I keep hearing Phoenix. Are you thinking about moving or have you been there?
I'm thinking about actually going to New Jersey, but Phoenix would probably be something in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I keep picking up Phoenix, and maybe that is part of the answer that's going to come in a bit, but we'll find out, won't we?
And could you just tell us your name, because you've been so kind and so patient to wait, and I want to just call you Hey Lady.
Oh, it's Stacy.
Stacy. Okay, Stacy. Thank you so very much, dear.
Yeah, thank you, Stacy. So, Stacy, how can I help you today?
Yes. So, I just wanted to see what you see coming up for me in the next year for a future love life. Right now, I am not ready. I don't think anything is going to happen for me, I'll be honest, until maybe 2022, which I'm fine with because I have a lot of things to do in the next year.
Okay, so I'm just going to tell you, I know this is not what you asked me, Stacy, my beautiful, beautiful, sweet girl, but you're going to move. You're going to move, and it's not going to be the Jersey.
Really?
I keep hearing, yes, and I'm laughing my booty off right now with tears coming out of my eyes because I'm like, this is such unsolicited information, and what if, but I just keep hearing move. So how does this tie into your love life? We'll find out if it does in a second, but I just... they're really not letting this go. So here's what I want to say. Oh, my goodness, Stacy. I'm seeing a woman step in from the other side. She was a very healthy-sized woman, is a polite way of saying it, but she had some sass to her. She was tell it like it is. She was very verbose. Are you familiar with who I'm talking about?
Yes, my grandmother.
Okay, and she's using the term for me right now, take no prisoners. She's shaking her finger when she's talking, like just very strong-willed woman, a very strong-willed woman with a lot to say. She never had a loss for words. These are her words, not mine. But she had a great personality, but nobody dared to mess with her. Nobody dared to mess with her. So she is here, and she wants you to know she's here, and she wants you to know she's going to be guiding you over the next, well, until you're there with her, but especially over the next 6 months. The next 6 months are going to be really critical. Now, I know this is not what you asked me, sweet girl, but I am just going to give it to you. And when I call you sweet girl in love, just know I would call you that, but this is most likely coming from her, okay?
Okay.
What do you think, Stacey?
I am shocked.
Did she go,
well, she's right, yes. I was listening.
Did your grandma often go, ooh, let me tell you?
Yes,
did
she did, yes.
Because
yes.
She is doing that right now.
Uh-oh,
oh,
she's smiling through her dimples.
Yes, and my face will not stop smiling. Like, all my teeth almost are showing, and I never smile like that. Oh, my God, she's like... Over the next, okay, let me focus here. I am so sorry. And I just keep laughing. She has this greatest energy of joy that is coming through. Like she could preach like no other. I'm just telling you right now, she could lay it down. And, okay, so what she wants to say is, I am so animated right now that it's cracking me up. I need to focus and tell you.
I'm feeling so grateful
that you waited. I am so grateful that you waited. Thank you so, so much. Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. She wants you to know that over the next 6 months, there are going to be so many changes coming in. It's okay that you have plans of change. Be open to any changes that come in. They're for your benefit, okay? Don't get frustrated. Don't get upset. Don't say, that's not the way I wanted it. That's not me. That's her. Don't judge me. Do not get upset. That is her. Oh, I love her. I love her. Yes, don't blame the messenger. If I get animated, remember, I am channeling right now. Do not say, that's not the way I wanted it. Do not get upset. Say, thank you. Let's get it going the way it's supposed to be. I want you to write this down on a piece of paper. I want you to write it down right now. If you cannot write it down right now, I want you to find a piece of paper. I want you to re-listen to the show, and I want you to write this down. Thank you. Let's get going the way it is supposed to be. We, in our minds, think we have all the answers and we know how it's supposed to be, but those up there can see everything, and they really know how it's supposed to be, and you just take their guidance. When things don't work out, it's not a stop. It's a redirect. They are redirecting you into the way or the area that it is supposed to be. The next 6 months might feel a little chaotic and bumpy and like, oh, what next? Do not say what next, because they like to play with you, sweetie. They like to play with you. Go, just again, say thank you. Show me the right way. Let's go. And if you ask them to show you in your dreams, keep a pen and paper by your bed. And as you fall asleep, say, show me in my dream. When you wake up, write down whatever you get, okay? The other thing she wants to say is after the 6 months period, everything should start to calm down and go a little bit more in order, okay? It should go a little bit more in order. Now, I do feel like there is a move coming in for you. And then as soon as those words come out of my mouth, and I am not the boss of you, I am not telling you where to move. I don't know why I hear Phoenix, but I do. Maybe you meet somebody there. I don't know. But somebody up there does. I'm not saying it's a love connection. It could be Are you? Oh my God! It could be a manufacturing connection. It could be a work connection. It could be any other kind of connection. But it could, you know, everything could fall together. And I'm not even saying you have to move there. I can't tell you what to do, so I can't say move to Phoenix. But if things start to turn out that way, and you feel so inclined, because it will work with whatever's going on in your life, hey, go for it.
Okay.
I do feel like there are going to be some changes to your plans, but again, these little hiccups are redirects, course corrections. If you want what you're doing to, as they say, blow up, you need to, there's a few things that need to be tweaked. And in tweaking these few things, you will get the results that you want. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does this make
mm-hmm.
sense to you so far?
Yes, it does. Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, as you're going forward, as you are moving forward, I want you to understand that after the 6-month mark, everything's going to calm down a bit, but there's still going to be a lot of work to do. Right around the year mark, right around a year from now, you're going to be, you should be, everything going the way it's planned, you should be flying pretty high. You think it's going to take you a little bit longer, but if you follow these course corrections, everything should fall into track in about a year, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. You should be flying pretty high and doing pretty well, okay? Stay focused. Stay vigilant. Okay. Don't let outside voices change your inside knowing. So don't listen to those people talking shy-ish in your ear, okay?
Okay.
I know this is an adult show, but I still try to be a lady sometimes and not swear. Don't listen to them talking stuff in your ear. Just kind of block that out and you go with what you know. There are there's a lot on the other side pushing and guiding you in the right direction. You're on the right track. It just needs, when you get to points that seem like they are blocking you, just redirect. Say, okay, how else can I do this? How else would this work? What else would work in its place? Okay, now let me get to the love thing. Do you still want to know about the love thing? Should I finally answer that question?
Yeah, let me see. Let's see if we're on the right track on that. I plan on a year from now.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, you have the potential to meet somebody in 6 months. In about 7 months, you'll know if you do so choose. If you meet this person in approximately, you could meet them at the end of the 5th month, beginning of the 6th month, but by the 7th month, you should know. Okay, you should know. And I'm going to tell you, this person is very serious. Okay,
yes.
This is a very serious, no-nonsense person. Doesn't play games. Like, even my whole demeanor just changed when I tapped into his energy. I feel like a boss because I am not a serious person. This energy is like, whoa. He's very serious. He's very demanding at times, but he has to be in his career. He's a force to be reckoned with. He's very strong, but at times it might seem, although we want that intense in command person, at times we want to see that lighter side. So you guys are going to balance each other a bit, and you are going to maybe lighten him up a little bit in private, where he can strengthen you up a little bit in public. Does that make sense to you, love?
That's not, it does.
Now, when this guy comes in, and again, I mean, and again, I'm hearing around the 6 month mark, you might, at that point, that's when things start to, you know, smooth out a bit. You might feel like you still have too much going on. You don't have to go quick. You don't have to commit your whole life. You don't have to drop everything you're doing to go on a date every once in a while. No, why do people think, like, when you first start dating somebody, you need to be, like, all in?
Yeah,
you know,
I don't want to
three times a week, two times a week. You can, like, you know, say, listen, I would love to. Don't, I'm not putting you off. I'm not playing games. I have this going on. So can we, like, make an appointment? I always say, and I will never change this, relationships are the biggest business partnership that you have. And if we treat it kind of like a business partnership from the beginning, it goes much better than treating it like, oh my God, are you my soulmate? Are you my star seed?
Oh,
are you my
yeah.
twin flame? Oh my yeah. God. Like, I'm sorry, folks, please. If you don't yell at Jennifer for this, send it straight to me. Listen, this is the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. It better be a good partnership. And you have to look at it as a business partnership, because this is the person that's going to be sharing your money, your home, your family. You better have that business end down too. It's nice. If they are your soulmate, it's nice if they are your starseed or whatever else name you want to give it. But if you're looking for that, you also look for this. That's the best way I can say that. So from the beginning, like, you might be, let's book this 2 weeks out, or let's do this. Stick to that. Don't worry about accommodating him. He is a full-grown man. If he's a full-grown man, he's going to understand you're busy. And if he is not a full-grown man, we're done with boys. We are done with little boys, right?
Yep.
We are done with that. So you make the potential in about 6 months if you do so choose. Okay. What else can I help you with, love? Jennifer,
the only
how much
thing
time
I...
do we have left?
I'm going to put a meeting with you, definitely. Just to make sure, I'm glad that you're telling me this. So everything is clicking into place. So I just wanted to make sure that the love relationship, I wanted to keep that just on the back of the mind. Everything you're saying is true, because I'm intuitive myself, and I keep picking up on a guy that has tattoos. And I like him better than all the other guys. I think he's hot.
Okay, so I'm not seeing the guy's body, and – that's okay. I know when you meet this guy, and he is, I'm going to tell you, he's very serious.
Yeah.
He's almost so serious that you're not sure he's interested.
That's what it is. Yeah. Okay. All right.
He's very serious. But okay, so now, oh my gosh. Okay, so folks, let me just say this. Whenever you ask about things like tattoos, intimacy, I see it. So if you don't want me to see you with your man, don't ask me about it. But now that I've seen it, I'll say you will really, really, really enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I catch what you just said.
Yep. Okay, so, like, I'm so happy this is that video.
All right.
Because I am, like, 50 shades of red right now.
I'm feeling that over here, too, Tony. I'm feeling it all the way in Atlanta, Georgia.
What have I done to your genie bottle? Oh, my goodness.
It's so glowing. Sorry. Let's just say it's glowing. It's got like a red light on outside, okay? It's glowing, but it's okay. It's okay because this is Stacy and you and me, and Kristen's still hanging out with us, and we got one more caller hanging on. And it is all us, and we are all here for the, well, let's just say the vibe. How about that? So it's all working.
Yes, Absolutely. Okay. Stacey, thank you so much for calling.
Honey,
I hope you enjoyed this. Please let Jennifer know.
Yes,
I know. Keep us updated.
Of course I will. Okay. Definitely.
Thank
I'm
you.
Glad you. Everything
yes.
you tell me makes sense. Yes.
Stacey, I want to know,
awesome.
Too. And, you know, I have all different types of guests, so I hope you'll visit again. And, yeah, let
oh,
me
sure.
know what's going on. I'm invested now. I'm interested.
Yes, yes, definitely. Okay, sounds awesome. Okay,
all right.
Thank
you. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
And thanks. You can stay around and listen if you want, and I'll just, if you want to. And, okay, so thank you. And so we got another caller waiting, but first I got to say, anybody listen, and thank you so much for being patient and waiting. Anybody wants to know, we didn't get a chance to talk about Tony's books, but that's because you need Tony, and Tony is here for you. Her website, tonig.info. Go to that, and she's got a new book coming out. She's got several books, CDs, groups. You can book private sessions with her, watch her TV show, her radio show. Just go there, and in case, because I have some listeners that listen in the car or they're running, if you can't write it down, I will be sharing all the information to find out where you can get Tony's books, where you can watch her TV show, listen to her radio show, make an appointment with her so you can have her, you know, you got something else you want to ask her. That is fine. I'll be sharing it on all of my social media, not only for Madame Perry Salon, but also on my personal, on Jennifer Perry, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Reddit, whatever. I'll have it all there for you. And if you don't, always feel free to check with me and message me on Facebook or Twitter or something, or ask me, and I'll be happy to get the information for you. Okay, and so this last caller, you've been so patient and so sweet, but I've got to stop one moment because I'm about 20 minutes late doing a promo for tonight's sponsor. This will take about a minute and 30 seconds, and then, in fact, I'm going to go ahead and bring you in and say hello to you just so you know that you're here, and you can go
hello.
To place. Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm glad
My name
to have you
is
here.
Patricia?
Yes. Great.
Yes.
Patricia, this is Jennifer Perry, and you're here with Tony, and thank you for being so
mm-hmm.
patient. I just wanted to bring you in, get you comfortable, and I've got to put you
right.
put you back in the hole for a second while I do this promo, and thank you. I'll be right back. So don't go. Okay, folks, you know, a lot of people are changing things up. Tony, you know this as well as I do, or anybody else. People are having to, with the uncertainty of what's going to happen about going back to offices, maybe some jobs are changing, different things. This is as good a time as any to brush up your skills, maybe sharpen some skills you have, maybe try to learn something different. And then you think, well, Jen, Madam Perry, I can't go to school right now. Well, you know what? You don't have to. At least you don't have to leave home. I want to tell you about Onyx, O-N-Y-X, and the Onyx Learner Academy. It is a world-class education 3.0 learning experience, and they have all kinds of things you do. You can learn any topic on your own, at your own pace. You develop self-determined learning that will last through your life, and whatever the field is, you have the tools you need to learn topics on your own. So the website is onyx.global, G-L-O-B-A-L. And again, I'll be sharing all this on my social media. And I've got a little, they have on their website a nice little 60-second spot, but I'm going to play it for right now so that you can hear it in their words. And I'll be talking about this some more. And yeah, here we go.
Do you feel like you could never enter the flow state and deeply engage with your learning? Have you ever wanted to effectively learn new skills anytime, anywhere, but you don't know how? Are you planning to start a new career but have no clue where to start? Becoming a master learner is the first step. Onyx Global's Learner Academy is a complete world-class academic certificate program that teaches you how to learn efficiently and effectively for the rest of your life. The world's first Education 3.0 course will arm you with strategies to become a successful 21st century learner, armed with the tools for academic and professional success. Learn how to learn from a learning expert. Become the expert and take control. discover the mindset, and cultivate the habits that will empower you for life's journey. Enroll today at onyx.global. Join the movement. Onyx Global. Study smarter.
All right, Onyx Global. And just so you know, the sound effects are not my audio issues, at least not tonight. It is the sound effects from the, because that's actually audio taken from a video from Onyx Learning. So, yeah, I'll be sharing the link to all that so you can check it out. It's not very expensive at all, and it's a great way to get some more skills. Now, Tony, Patricia.
Yes.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call.
Listen, thank you so much for being so patient. Well, you have a question for Tony.
Yes. I'd like to find out, believe I might be getting some intuitive hits about, if you can give me some guidance about living abroad out of the country. Am I to do that, say, within the next, 6 months or more? Or just living here in the stateside?
Okay, Patricia, I'm going to ask you just one or two questions, if you don't mind. But first I'm going to say, when you ask if you're supposed to live abroad, I'm going to say, you know, we have free will, and we can do whatever we want. That's the beautiful part of our life. And whatever is strongest in your mind and whatever you choose and hold in your heart with love, all the doors will open for that and be guiding you divinely to that, okay? I'm going to say that that you are, if this is truly what you want, now here's the message they're giving you before I ask you the question, and they really want you to listen to this message and understand it. If you want to live out of the country, you have to do that for you and you alone. If you relocate, this has to be something that is a passion project and a goal of yours, not for anything or anyone else, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, good. So let me ask you, what country are you thinking of going to?
There are a few. First up is Paris, France.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you that's a... go ahead, I'm sorry.
The next one, possibly Lisbon, Portugal.
Mm-hmm. Is there a third choice?
Not right now.
Okay. Of the two of those, Portugal is a stronger choice. I'm not really sure why, but I feel like it's a stronger choice. For some reason, they're saying it's a much, although I would have thought it would have been France. I really thought it would have been France. That would have been my personal choice, right? But for whatever reason, they're saying for you, Portugal is a better choice. Now, I want to say on the six-month mark, you might be looking a little bit further down the line for more than one reason. There might be three reasons. There could be a fourth reason. The fourth reason will be irrelevant based on the first three reasons. And you're going to find that if you push it down the line a little bit, maybe about, I'd like to say 9 months, but I think it's going to be closer to the year mark, it's going to be a much more successful journey. Much, much more successful journey. Such a better journey. And you're going to have a lot more just a lot more success and a lot more joy with the journey if you push it about a year down the line. Now, you can start prepping at 9 months, but don't rush this. Make sure everything is timely, everything is comfortable, and you're in that space where you know you have everything in place you need in place. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Good, good, good. Excellent. Thank you. And thank you again. Thank you. Like Jennifer said, thank you so much for being patient and waiting and coming on the show and asking your question. Do you have any other question about the move itself or about, can I tell you what I keep hearing though? And I don't know why I'm hearing this, and maybe you've already been there and that's why I'm hearing it, but have you considered Italy?
Well, I've been wanting to visit, but I had not thought about living there.
Okay.
But, yeah, I would be open to that.
Yeah, that was the first place I heard, and it's just on the table and there for you as you would mm-hmm. You would want to think about. And then let me go back to, do you have any other questions about this?
Let's see. Well, business-wise, I am just starting a business online to get it started. Just let me move on forward with this.
Patricia?
Yes.
First of all, again, thank you for calling in and being so patient. And I don't think I know you, or I don't think you've called in the show before.
No, I haven't.
Well, I may, whatever happens, I may end up being your neighbor over in Lisbon, so don't lose track of me, okay?
All right.
I love that.
And I've been working on this for a while, so. When you said Lisbon, I perked up.
Yeah, there are no coincidences, are there? There are none. No, not at all. Not at all.
So, yeah, definitely keep in touch with me and the show if you do, because, yeah, I want to form an expat group to hang. And if you want to, but, yeah, that's
I want to.
It. Yay! Okay.
Right.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. And then, Tony, when you come over to Lisbon, you'll have a couple of friends to hang with?
Yes, I love that. Love it. Absolutely.
So,
Patricia, did you have one more question?
Well, yes. I'm starting an online business. A couple. I'm getting training as a speaker and just basically, you know, doing the work, you know, finding the events. And, of course, everything is online, which is fine. But I need to know and the type of speaker. I would be speaking on podcasts to obtain leads because, you know, get customers with the health, well-being, but also how to thrive. How well, time-wise, do you think in getting started with the podcast and then eventually moving on forward with that? Am I looking at, say, from now to the end of the year to get started?
Yes. Okay, so Jennifer obviously has a podcast that is amazing and great, and I would say as far as a podcast goes, you can start that in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hesitate. Don't think. Here's the one thing that drowns a lot of people before they leave the sand. Ooh, I like that statement. Mm-hmm. They think they have to have A through Z before they can take their first step. You know what? Take your first step. Just take your first step. Start that podcast. Start talking. Get on. Just say what you need to say. Start building that audience. Just do it. Do it now. Go to, you know, well, when the show is done, not immediately. But just get on and start doing that and start taking those steps forward. A lot of people call me and they say, you know, I want to start doing this business. What do I, how do I do it? What do I need? I'm like, well, start a website. What company can do that? I'm like, you can do that yourself. It's easy. It's copy, paste, drop, click, upload, go live. And then the second thing is, you know, doing a podcast. It's pretty much they walk you through everything. And then you just start going. And you, once you start going, you're like, oh, my gosh, this was it? It was so easy. And once you start that podcast, everything else starts to kind of fall into place. And Blog Talk is a great place to start a podcast. It allows you to take callers. It allows you to pick your time. I mean, I personally really enjoy being on there. I'm sure Jennifer does also. And they allow you to share it with every other podcasting hosting place. But don't set up time frames and don't set up parameters and don't make it a bigger beast than it is. Just take one baby step at a time and, like, set up your podcast tomorrow. Even if your first show is in 2 weeks, set it up tomorrow and start promoting it. And as far as the rest of it goes, as soon as you get that going, everything else seems to fall into place. Now, in about 6 months, you'll be doing okay. You'll be doing okay. In about 9 months, you'll be doing better. You're, you know, don't have hesitation. And be natural. It's okay to get guidance from other people and listen to what worked for them, but intuitively go with what your gut says also. Okay? When I first started doing professional work, because I've had this where I could channel all of my life, and when I first started professionally, another person who flips cards asked me, How much are you going to charge? And I told her, and she said, oh, people will never pay that. And I was like, but they are. Don't listen to people who are already in the business always. Okay? Sometimes they have good advice, but go with your gut. Right. Because they're going to – and believe me, I don't charge that much. That made it sound like I charge a lot. I mean, I really don't. But go with your gut, because you're going to get that guidance – that tells you what to do, when to do, and how to do it, and how to get your leads, and how to get your people, and, and where that's going to come from. It's okay to listen to other people, but do you also, because you have a very unique, solid personality, and those who are meant for you are going to be drawn to that. Just get it out there. Start getting it out there, and they will come. Okay, love.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Patricia, listen, you know, stay in touch with Tony's podcast, radio shows, and her website, and on social media, and me as well, because, you know, I always find podcasters help each other a lot, because we don't have to be in competition. You know, there's enough listeners for all of us, and most podcasters are wonderful, especially on Twitter and other social media, to promote each other, and they'll do the same for you. The reciprocity is a big deal, or is a big thing with podcasters. So we're always happy to help each other.
Absolutely. And I've offered, and I've helped people, literally, I've walked them through how to put their websites together in like a half hour, like, okay, do this, do that, go here, do that. It's, you know what, this world is so big and so beautiful. There is so much for everyone.
That's true. There is.
It is true. 100%.
So,
does that make sense to you, Patricia?
Yes, yes.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Okay, all right.
You
Thank
you
so,
so welcome,
much.
Love.
stay in touch with both of us. And thank you so much, Patricia, Stacy, Kristen, for calling, and for everybody else who's listening. And let's see, I think I've got a message from a message from Becky. That's the woman I was talking about at the beginning, who you gave her red for her cat. And so, Tony Green, I am just so grateful to know you, that you came into my life. I'm so glad to be a friend of yours. And just thank you for sharing your gifts with people and doing good in the world.
Oh, that is so sweet. Thank you. Oh, no, it's such a pleasure and an honor to be able to do it, honestly. And thank you. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. And as soon as your new book is out, tell us the name of it.
I will. It's channeled. I have a book called Channeled Messages from Above. This is Channeled Messages from Above, Whispers from Heaven. So it's the second one of that, which is poems from heaven. Yes.
And it's not a big book, but it took me a long time to read it because I kept reading the same pages over and over and over because they made me feel so good.
Yeah, and you know what? This is I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Or has anybody else said that?
Yes. I've actually a couple of people have said, and it happened to me with two poems in particular where I couldn't even, because I'm channeling these poems from heaven, literally. So when I go back and read through them, there were two of them that I couldn't get through without like it hitting me. Like one of them, I literally, it took like till the fifth time before I could get through it while I was trying to proofread it, where I didn't cry because it was one that really, I felt it. And I don't know, a couple of other people said, have a box of tissue with you when you read this.
A box of tissue, but in a good way. It's a good cry.
Yes, in a good way. Some of these are about coming out of the depth. Some of these are about coming out of pain or coming out of, but other ones are really brilliant. And I'm so grateful to be the conduit of the poems to bring to people that might turn their day around or turn their thoughts around or help them in any way to let them know they're not alone or to bring a new vision or a new thought into their mind. I'm humbled that this can be out there. And I don't want to overspeak it because, you know, we never want to sound, I don't want to build people up too much. And then they're like, oh, that was it. I expected so much more. So, yeah, but this book, there were a couple that really touched me, but yeah.
I will say, I find it one that you will take with you. Each little poem is something you can take with you so that if you're having to wait somewhere, if you're ever waiting in a line or waiting for something and you've got a little time, you're getting a little frustrated, you can just open up and I believe you'll find the right one for you at the moment and just read it and you'll go, oh, okay, I feel maybe this is the way you work with your angels when you channel, but it just feels like the angels sit next to you reading it. And that's...
Yeah,
I'm gonna say.
And that's 100% with all of my books. I tell people, when you're reading this, pretend it's your angel saying it to you or God saying it to you, and you will be amazed at the difference that makes, because that's really what's happening, is an angel or God or whatever you want to, literally is whispering this for you.
And I'm just going to read one line from Life, the poem Life Is, that starts, Life is precious. And it goes on, and the very last line, last part is, live your life, set yourself free. You have within you, it's just a few little words, but it means so much. So
Oh, my goodness. Right?
Yeah. Please come back. And anything you want to tell people where to find you? I think I've given your website out, and I will be sharing on my social media as well for your other social connections.
Yeah. Yeah. My website is perfect. It has access to the books. It has the links to the books, to information about appointments, to information about other work I do, my podcast, my TV shows, everything is on there, or there's a link to it. So that's the perfect place to find me. And Jennifer, it is always such an honor and so much fun to be in the genie bottle with you. It's so exciting to be with you, and such an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
The honor is mine, and thank you so much. And please come back again and again and again. And I'm going to tell you, whatever thing I can do for you or for my listeners, don't ask, just tell. Just tell me, okay? And this is
absolutely.
This is always much fun with you. I wish you all the best success with the new books, and I know that people are going to love them. And I'm just going to close with my own mantra from my song. And if you want to copy the CD, I will send it to you. It's my CD, Everybody's Got to Swing, the title song. And if you want the CD, I'll send it to you free. And if you don't like it, it makes a great coaster. And it's shiny, so it makes a great cat toy. So everybody's got to swing. This is Madam Terry signing off for 2023. I'm